I got to set some stuff straight here, folks. It's going to happen. The truth will come out of my mouth, as I promised. I don't think this thing with Air America is going to work out. And I'll tell you exactly what happened, because I owe it to you. Although I don't know if it's protocol or practical or right or reasonable to talk about business, but I guess once business is done business, you might as well talk about business. Here's what happened. All right? Danny Goldberg pushed me out of the mornings because he didn't like me, and he was nuts. And he fired Jim and I. I think he single-handedly ruined Air America in New York and throughout the country in some respects, and they're still recovering from it. But that's old news. I don't have any resentment against him. So I was put out here to do a syndicated talk show. The original deal was to do an hour-long syndicated talk show from Los Angeles that would be syndicated across the country in all the Air America markets. I would also provide about 2 hours a week of supplementary material to the morning show that I left, not on my own volition. They decided they didn't want that, so I ended up with a two-hour show here in Los Angeles that was going to be syndicated. We fought tooth and nail to get this thing syndicated, do everything we could within our power to call Air America on it and make them syndicate. It would have taken nothing. They set us up in this studio, and we tape it during the day with the intention of it going being syndicated. So as months went by, that wasn't happening. Why it didn't happen, I don't know. It would have been so easy to put it up there. And then it turns out they didn't want to syndicate it because they want to talk to me about coming back and doing mornings. Okay, folks, you know what I've gone through with this company. You know what I went through. I moved everything back here. I live with my wife. I got this beautiful schedule. We're doing this beautiful show. Jim and I, we're having a good time. And now they want me to do mornings. And I said, okay, I'll do that if you give me this amount of money. I'm writing it down on a piece of paper. You know how they do that? And I showed it, held it up. Okay, that amount of money. Okay? And they said, are you out of your mind? I said, well, look, that's what it's going to take to buy my conscience and not have to worry about you screwing it up again and to make my wife happy. Yeah, we ain't got it. And I go, all right, well, then I can't do it. Can we syndicate my show now, please? I got a deal. And they're like, hang out a minute. So I turned down that deal. Then I get another deal. You sure you don't want to do it? Are you sure you're sure about that thing you said? Yeah, I'm sure. Can we syndicate my show now? No, hang out a minute. Now, this, of course, these minutes are weeks, days, eternities. So finally, you know, they fly out here. They say, here's the deal. We want you to do the morning show. I said, didn't I turn this down twice? I mean, you know, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's not that I wouldn't be good at it. It's not that I don't love my listeners and that Air America, I could turn that ship around over there. I know I can. But it just, you're not stepping up enough. And, folks, I'm not greedy, man. I just want to be paid like a show business professional. And they said, that's all the money we got. And I said, well, I don't think it can happen. Let me think about it, though. So then I realized, wait a minute, here's what I'll do, Jim. I had a deal with them to do a syndicated show. They're not going to do it. So I have a piece of paper that says, well, if you're not going to do it, sorry, but you got to pay me. So I realized that, and I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll do the morning show, or I'll think about it seriously, if you just pay me what you owe me for this not happening, and then we'll start talks about doing a morning show. I can't have both. You know, either you take the pay for the show that we canceled on you again for screwing you publicly twice, or you just come back and do the morning show and we'll just keep paying you the same we're paying you and we'll just roll it out like that. And I'm like, well, that seems crazy. So no, that's it. They weren't willing to pay me for my efforts on this syndicated show and do the morning show. So I chose to go ahead and, have them honor the contract I have right now, and we'll part ways. So that's where it stands. That's what it's going to be. Jim, as far as you and I in the future go, I'm getting this out of the way because I don't want to get all teary on Friday. All right? As far as you and I are concerned, you know, I will gladly try to find a home for this show somewhere in the next couple of months. And I will do that. I do have a Comedy Central special to prepare for. I am in conversations with a production company at HBO, and I would love to do more radio as well. So that's what's going on, folks. There's the God honest truth. If you're disappointed that I am not a follow the money guy, go to where the work is, come on, man, who cares about your life? Come back to New York and drive the ship. If you're pissed off at me, so be it. I'm just not that guy. You know, I want respectable business practices. I want to be paid for the amount of time I spent in this business, and I want to be appreciated to that degree to where, you know, I feel supported and that it's worth my turning my life upside down completely to go back to that schedule. And that's just the truth. As much as I love doing radio and I love my audience, they didn't do it. They didn't step up to what they should. And I was not being greedy. So that's that.